This is the Missives Podcast, hosted by Smead Capital Management.
The title of this missive is The Trend is Your Friend, written April 13, 2010, by William Smead, Chief Investment Officer.
Dear fellow investors, on Wall Street, there are a number of old adages, and one of the all-time favorites is the trend is your friend. In this week's missive, we at Smead Capital Management would like to talk about trends that exist in today's market. In the process, we will try to determine if they truly are the investor's friend. We are contrarians and look for extremes of psychology primarily to attempt to spot trend changes early. The biggest trend which exists today is the secular decline of U.S. Treasury interest rates over the last 29 years and the bull market that has occurred in the bond market as a result of those lower rates. In 1981, the 10-year Treasury bond peaked at an interest rate of over 15%. Today it's just below 4% and bottomed out below 3% in the panic and stock market meltdown of the fall of 2008 and the winter of 2009. Many highly respected experts are predicting that interest rates could rise to 6% on 10-year Treasury bonds in the next couple of years. The avalanche of money which flooded into the bond market from the middle of 2008 right up to today is an indication that this secular trend could be changing. The only caveat we have is that overall borrowing in the United States should drop to lower levels in the next 10 years as we work off the leverage of the prior 10-year borrowing binge. Our vote is that the long-term secular trend of declining Treasury interest rates is not your friend. Since the year 2000, bull markets in emerging market stocks and commodities which benefit from the above-average GDP growth has been a major trend. We believe that the maintenance of this trend is dependent on an uninterrupted growth in China. We are biased toward the contrary thinking of Jim Chanos on this subject. Since commodities and emerging markets have been the place to be for 10 years, and China is due for a stumble, we don't think this trend is your friend. Starbucks is a coffee-slash-restaurant company which has prided itself on being hip, cool, and on the cutting edge. Starbucks has had a tendency to be a corporate game-changer. They recently declared their first dividend of 10 cents per quarter. Non-financial public companies are sitting on record-setting amounts of cash on their balance sheets and are generating very high levels of free cash flow due to cost-cutting. As sales and earnings rebound, look for other companies, which either pay no dividend or a low percentage of after-tax profits, to pay or raise their dividend. Not only does this make good sense for shareholders, but it makes great sense for top executives who would like to get paid more for their efforts. If the board raises your salary or pays you a bonus, the media and populist politicians are going to be all over you like a blanket. If you pay a dividend or raise the dividend and you own a big slug of your common stock, you get a sizable pay increase without criticism. Howard Schultz got a huge annual income increase from the Starbucks dividend, and I haven't seen one media article of condemnation or a populist politician offer a comment. We own a number of companies in this situation, like eBay, Amgen, and Microsoft. We think this is a new trend, and for the long-term investors, it could definitely be your friend. Best wishes, William Smead.
Information contained in this missive represents Smead Capital Management's opinions and should not be construed as personalized or individualized investment advice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. The securities identified and described in this missive are a sample of issuers being currently recommended for suitable clients as of the date stated in this missive and do not represent all of the securities purchased or recommended for our clients. It should not be assumed that investing in these securities was or will be profitable. A list of all recommendations made by Smead Capital Management within the past 12-month period is available upon request.